Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. Good morning, sis. Happy Friday. I hope y'all had a great week this week. Your girl is still very much sore. I've been in the gym all week and I'm over it at this point because why am I still sore? Like, it's been months and I still have my weeks of being sore, but you know what? It is what it is. But anyways, two things. Don't forget to subscribe to Moms Grind 2 YouTube channel. We are growing slowly but surely. Also, subscribe to momsgrind2.com because you guys, we have so many things coming and I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm so excited and I can't wait for y'all to see the whole rollout of what we have to come. Also, if you want to do a little extra, follow us on our social medias at momsgrind2 on all platforms. And me, your girl, Courtney Shanae, follow me on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you can find me. Just Google me. Just Google your girl and I'm sure to pop up. I was reading a post a couple weeks ago about how they said that when you have friendships that break up, it hurts as much as a regular relationship. And that is so true. I was sitting back thinking about a time where me and my friend from years ago, I remember, I think I was a struggling single mother at the time, and I can't remember exactly how it rolled out, but I remember her wanting me to do something. It was late at night, and I just got off of work, and I was like, girl, no, like, I got to get home to my baby. Like, I don't have time to be running out of these streets. Like, I just got off work. It's late. I already got to go get my daughter from her grandmother's late, and me stepping out to do what you want me to do is just not going to work for me at the time. And I remember her being so upset with me and so mad. But what she didn't realize is not only was I tired, but I was a struggling single mother. And I had a lot going on mentally. So me not being able to show up for her at that time wasn't personal to her. It was me dealing with my own things. And I think after that, she just started to slip away, and eventually she stopped talking to me and we no longer were friends. And I was kind of hurt and upset about it. But then I had to realize that a lot of times we try to hold on to people. We try to make them stay, but sometimes we can't make them stay. We just have to let them go and figure out what they want out of their life while we figure out what we want out of our lives. And I remember thinking, man, she's really not talking to me no more. We don't even associate with each other no more. And I was a little hurt about it, but what I had to realize, she had her own things she had to go on and do, and so did I. And sometimes people will be mad at you for not being able to show up for them, but they don't know what you're battling. They don't know what your current struggles are. They don't know what you're going through at that time. And a lot of times they won't even ask. So I had to realize that I might have been going through something mentally. And like I said, I was a struggling single mom trying to make what I had work. And I was tired and I just couldn't do what she wanted me to do at that time. And that's okay. A lot of times we be feeling bad for not being able to show up for people when all we have in us is to be able to show up for ourselves, and that's okay too. So I was sitting here contemplating on whether I was going to talk about this, but when I saw that post, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to speak on it because maybe someone is currently going through a friendship breakup, a relationship breakup where you weren't able to show up for them and they just took it personally and they just cut off communication, or they wasn't able to show up for you. You cut out all communication, and that's okay too. Relationships aren't meant to last a lifetime. Some relationships are only temporary. And we have to learn to be okay with it. You can't make people stay no matter how bad it hurts. And I feel like that's why so many domestic violent relationships going on, because people think they own people and they don't. Like, you don't own anyone, whether you're married, whether you're in a relationship, you don't own that person. And they may not be there to stay permanently. So you have to be okay with the decisions people make. And I know, sis, I know it might hurt like hell to let people go, but they may have their own journey that they have to go on without you. And you have to be okay with that. Because a lot of times when those doors close, we don't realize it, but God is opening a new door for maybe a new opportunity or a new relationship, or maybe just something better to come. In holding on to people or things that was not meant for us to have for a long time or forever is literally holding us back. So we have to be okay with letting people make their decisions and letting them go their way when they want to. And trust me, I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but like I said, we don't have any control over people. We don't own people. And when they're in our lives, whether it's temporary or whether it's a lifetime, we just have to accept the fact that I'm just going to enjoy my time with them while they're here. Because we all know that tomorrow isn't promised. So while I have you now, I'm going to love on you now. I'm going to support you now. I'm going to be around for now or as long as God allows it. And we have to be okay with that. And another thing that comes with that is not having an ice box as a heart. I remember not wanting to have another relationship after a relationship that I thought would last forever ended, or not having more friends. Like, oh wow, I'm not getting any more friends after that happened. I am not getting any more friends. What I had to open my eyes and realize, I don't have to close off my heart. I don't have to have a ice box as a heart, because I'm holding out and I'm holding grudges and I'm being cold when the whole time God has people who will truly love me, truly support me, truly show up for me, and I can do the same for them if I can just let down my guard and open my heart back up. And I know that's scary too, because you like, dang, I already got hurt once. I'm not trying to go through that again. Or I've already gave my all to somebody else. I refuse to do that again. And that's just a part of life. We have to choose to heal from those situations and not let them make us cold, because it can. And the healing part is the hardest part, because when you heal, or when you choose to heal, you have to go back and reflect on whatever it is that you went through. And going back and looking back on the things that you struggled through, went through in those relationships, it's hard to go back and see those again, because it's going to bring up hurt and pain all over again. But in order to heal, you got to go through the things that you went through and see where you went wrong in the relationship and where the other person went wrong, so you don't allow that in your next relationship. And it doesn't mean you have to become buddy-buddy with the first person you see, but just allowing your heart to be open and letting your guard down to be open to new people. And maybe after finding you a couple friends, a couple girls that you can see yourself being friends with, maybe going on lunch date and slowly starting a new relationship. You don't have to jump into a new relationship, or maybe even open your heart up to a new love, because that is hard too. Like, girl, I am not about to get my heart broken again. I'm gonna be single forever. That's not realistic, because girl, your man is out there waiting for you. You gotta let your guard down. You gotta open up and allow God to see your man. And that is scary too. I know, sis, it's scary too. Let another person into your world after you've been single for so long, or you've been used to being alone, but if you see yourself being married or having more kids or having kids at all, you're going to have to learn to let your guard down. Seem to let the people go that don't want to stay and opening your heart to new relationships, new opportunities, and just being okay with how life plays out, because we don't know what's next to come for us. We can have 1,000 things written in our plan book, our 5-year plan, our 10-year plan, but we know life can happen at any moment and plans change, but you have to be okay with that. You have to go back to the drawing board and alternate the plans, because plans are sure to change and we have no control over everything that happens in our life. But if we can just find a way to overcome whatever it is that comes up and still move forward, that's a win. So for the person who is trying to hold on to something that is no longer meant to be, let it go, sis. For the person who is afraid to allow new people in your life, new relationships, you gotta let your guard down, sis. Because it's so much more out there for you if you just let your guard down and allow God to place the person or the things that you want in your life in there. Like they say, He can't give you the blessings if your hands are closed. He can't give you the man of your dreams if you got your guard up. He can't give you your new business bestie if you got your guard up. So it's time to let that guard down and open your heart up to your next person. And it's time to be okay with letting go of the things and the people who don't want to stay. All right, you guys, that is it for today's podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Leave a review and let me know if you enjoyed this podcast episode or any of the other ones. Your reviews definitely make a difference. Or even going on YouTube and listening and let me know in the comments. I do reply to all the comments on my YouTube and social media. So if you ever want to leave a comment on the podcast or any of the episodes, I'm definitely going to respond. And can y'all believe this is episode 6? We literally have 4 more episodes until season 1 is done. And I can't wait for season 2, y'all. We got so many things. We have so many things for season 2. That I know y'all are going to love, because y'all are in for a treat. But again, thank y'all for tuning in to today's podcast. Until next time. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.